We're gonna make Joe Biden give Donald Trump a hug.
Yeah. That's what's up.
This is an after school program podcast.
What key are we in? G?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
I'm feeling like a bag of poop. Can I be straight up? Like the Bo Burnham song,
yeah.
You know? The feel like a bag of poop.
Yeah.
But let's. What
but
we gotta
you
do this
know
today?
What? I have the perfect thing to cheer Shama up.
What?
You know what I got for Shama?
What do you got
what
for
is
Shama?
That?
Bible man.
Ooh! You promise? Guys, this is the Bible man. Are we calling this a watch along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna put it big on the screen, then we'll be little. We're producing the show as we go. Welcome to the Patreon pod. We got a couple new patrons. Right.
We do. Yes. Welcome. Yeah.
Welcome, y'all. This is welcome to our little corner of the internet. little paywalled corner of the internet, should I say?
Mm-hmm. The Church Stories community.
Ooh.
I've heard a couple people in there call it the community.
I don't like that.
We've built a community.
That sounds like the cult you always wanted.
Yeah, it's happening.
Don't say it like that.
It's a paywall cult.
Hey, we've got a couple people who bumped up to mentors.
Really?
Mentors.
Really? I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. We've
so
got
we
a
got
couple
a
of
Zoom.
Mentors.
We got to do a Zoom
now
call.
We got a Zoom, y'all.
We're Zoom. Well, me and Chase are already Zoomers, but you're a Zoomer now.
I'll step down from my millennialism, and I'll Zoom with y'all.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm really excited about this episode. This will be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Do you know sometimes when, like today, you know how I feel today? And I hate to like bring it, but I feel like everything we've done is worthless.
We're, okay.
I feel like, like even today, my stupid Prius, like only the one speaker works. So I'm like, in my mind, this is bad, but I want to get another car, but I'm like, man, is the only way I get in another car is if somebody freaking T-bones me, my car. And then I'm like, whoa, a nice little insurance check. Like, I hate to think like that, but I'm like,
yeah.
How can we get ahead? How can we get ahead? Like, I don't know.
You better not
sorry,
be
guys.
Stalling on turns, being like, oh, this could be my new car.
I don't know. Is that 18-wheeler driver paying attention? Whoops. No. God forbid. But no, I don't know. I think it is worth something, right?
Well, it's worth something to all the people who are listening.
This is how you felt a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm in this today. Talk me out of it.
I'm over it because last night I had a dream I got shot. And like, it was one of those, like, I felt it, man. Like, it was like warm and like,
whoa.
I could feel the pain.
What was the context of you getting shot in your dream?
I was at a party, which I don't recommend to non-dream people. And
guys, don't go to parties in real life
dreaming.
Or your dream.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah. And a dude was like, hey, man, check out my gun. And I was like, hey, don't pull out a gun at a party. And he was like, it's not loaded. Bang, shot me in the shoulder.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I felt it. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I wanted to live. I don't want to die. I want to live. And I think that's a good, important thing.
Is this your, you had like a Scrooge moment? Except
yeah.
Instead of three ghosts, it was just one party
with
goer with a gun.
I don't think this is a conclusion, though. I think this is a roller coaster. Chase got kicked in the head recently.
I did. I will say I feel a ton better.
That's good.
My head does not hurt anymore, so that's a good step. And I've been keeping conversations going, so I think I'm good. I had a mild concussion, I'm pretty sure.
You blanked on the most recent pod, and I was like, I remember we laughed, and later I texted, I was like, my man.
Yeah.
You good?
I was really embarrassed about that.
This operation doesn't have workers' comp.
Wait, I don't have insurance?
Nah. If you out, you out.
I wish I was watching.
If I'm out,
moment,
I'm out.
But I was
it's on video.
I was talking to Cam.
Oh.
No, I mean
when
it happened.
Yeah, I just took a knee to the temple. You know, pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I'm all right.
I've taken several L's this week, y'all.
What other L's have you taken?
Man, I've taken dental L's with my... you know how I would say shout out to Glenda? No shout out to Glenda this week.
No, man. No Glenda.
Dental L's. contractual. Like, I'm going nowhere. I've gone nowhere.
I feel like week. I've taken a lot of L's this month in general.
I am. We're complaining about the month. It's
July
the
8th.
Hey, this Man. Month to me. Hey, bring the shredder. Let's go ahead and shred this month. Let's go ahead and hop into August.
Like, hey, let's do this fun watch along. No. And then we open with 5 minutes of, man, but everything is worthless and my life sucks.
This,
and I got a mild concussion.
You know what? I hate to be that guy, y'all, but y'all want us to get real?
Yeah.
Vulnerable?
We'll get vulnerable with you guys because you give us money.
Yeah.
We don't do this
everybody
with everybody
else. We got to put on the, hey. We got to glue on that facade. We like, it's nice to meet you. Truth is, we already forgot your name. They be like, Shama, you know, we like you. I look up, grin, and tell them same. That's a
I will say it's gotten confusing. I learned everyone's name in the Discord, and then they all changed their name to Chase.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, somebody sent us a package.
Oh, yeah. It's here. No way.
It is here.
Should
but
we
the
save
thing
this
is,
for the main show? Like
I
the
think
main
this
feed?
Is from Australia.
Well, he's from the Discord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sent a package, except no name on it. And then I tried to look his name up in the thing. His name is Chase. I looked it up.
I can go by the profile picture. I know him. I know him.
Okay.
His name is Chase.
I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Okay, so, and also, guys, y'all probably need to so put, cool. like, Church Stories Podcast or something, because this one says Chase, Shama, and Petey.
But you know what that means.
Chase is first.
I did, but the lady at the post office was like, I'm going to need to see some ID. And she was like, there are three names on this one. And I was like, I'm just, who else is dying to pick up our package?
Yeah. I'm from, excited to see what it is.
No, Newburgh, Oregon, OR.
Oh, okay. This isn't from Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Also, guys, our PO Box, 14061 Greenville, South Carolina, 296-10.
Dude, we got cult members in Oregon. We got cult members in Australia.
Down under.
Texas.
Cult members down under. I'm going to swallow my gum now.
Virginia.
I feel like it's going to be a problem.
You're a psychopath, man.
Why?
You talk about how you swallow gum all the time. Why do you do that?
Guys, because I found out. No, it's not in there for 8 years. That was just a
That's
myth.
That's a myth. Okay.
Yeah, like parents made up.
Eight
big
years.
Gum. Listen,
8 years.
Listen, big 8 years. 8 years?
Swallow
eight
one piece of gum, SNU for eight years.
8 years. No. That's a myth. Guys,
this is from
if you didn't know anything, maybe you're paying money every month and you're like, I wish I could learn something. Swallow your gum.
Don't swallow your gum.
Swallow
your gum. That's
a choking
hazard, man.
For who?
You.
I'm 30 years old. Why would I choke? Look at me right now. I just swallowed my gum.
Hey, tomorrow,
what am
me
I doing?
And Petey
I'm about
are going
to do
get
a whole
text from Grace.
I'm about to do
like, hey, Shama choked at dinner, and it's a really bad. You need to come to the hospital ASAP. And
what
then
happened?
We'll bring the road, because you choked
Ooh.
On your dinner, and we're going to bring the roadcast, and we're going to be like, we need content real quick.
Yeah. Or we'd just be like, hey.
We got shareholders, dog.
Grace will replace you. And we'll just have to, like, we'll make her watch Def Jam, a lot of Def Jam, so she can, like, get that energy down.
You know?
This PO package is from Chewy R Comet 01. His real name is Chased.
His real name.
Guys, so
his government
Discord,
name.
If you're on the Discord, we're just going to go ahead and ask. Like, y'all, maybe change names back. It's really hard to... I get the bit. The bit was funny.
It was.
But now we can't even credit the... DM him real quick and ask him what his real name is. So
it was sent by Chased.
Okay. I'm going to put the package to the side until we figure out his name so we can... Or should we just open it?
Let's just open it, yeah.
PD, do you want to do the honors?
Sure.
I'll hold your microphone for you.
Right.
I'll be the human stand.
Can I just rip this thing up?
Sure. I want to get the audio of it.
ASMR.
Ooh. That's good stuff.
You're getting studio sound.
Ooh, yeah. Stereo. What is that? Is that confetti?
I don't even know.
Dog, you sent us a pom-pom?
Oh, no. What if this was like a prank and now we had to like clean up the church?
Dude, the lady just vacuumed.
Is it literally? Oh no, there's something in there. I think
the lady just vacuumed.
Yeah, be very, very careful.
Come on, Chased.
What a chaste thing to do.
Okay,
we got a little letter here. I hold something for you.
All right. Would you like to read this, Chase?
Yeah, sure.
Is the rest of this just stuff? I think there might be some stuff.
Oh,
in there,
this is from Zoe. This is from Zoe, our friend Zoe, in the Discord. It's a handmade postcard.
Whoa.
And it's painted with a little bumblebee, and it says, hey, Shama, PB, and Chase. Thanks for making my lunch break on Tuesday a little more funny. Keep believing in yourselves. Tell the haters to buzz off. Have a beautiful day. Zoe.
That's exactly what we needed right now, Zoe.
Yeah, Shama is sad. Is
with the depression gang and me.
Petey's always doing all right.
I'm mid, you know? I'm not doing great. Petey's I'm not
never,
doing bad.
Never really been truly depressed or truly happy.
He stays right there in the middle.
Oh, man. Zoe, you really, you know, that's why I named my daughter after you. Oh, wow. Look at this. What do you call a bee who works for the government?
A bureaucrat.
A politician.
Oh, that was good.
She sent a politician email, and we didn't get it.
Oh.
Dang, son, that's right.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa, Zoe, you're playing 4D chess.
Man.
You sent a politician email, which we didn't understand because we hadn't seen the, hey, look, we really needed this today. What did the card say? Man, thanks for making my lunch break on Tuesday a little more fun. Keep believing in yourselves. Guys, we need to believe in ourselves.
We do need to believe in ourselves.
Guys, man, freaking A. I can't believe it. I can't believe we lost sight of that.
This is why it's good to have cult members.
Ah, man, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to be co-heading up this cult.
Thank you so much,
thank
Zoe.
Thank you so much, Zoe. That was really special.
And speaking of stuff that you guys have sent us, you guys have sent a few of you guys from the Discord. Again, this is for the Patreons only. Sent me your opinions on what we're about to watch, the Bible Man Show, The Six Lies of the Fibbler. And we're going to.
Oh, shoot. It's Fibbler. I searched Fiddler. And I was like, Fiddler on the roof? I was like, what is this Fiddler so evil?
So we do have. So I DM'd who I thought sent the P.O. box, not Zoe. He's from Australia, so it's going to take a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. So Zoe didn't send that?
No, Zoe sent that,
but she didn't tell us.
The person named Chased
also
is the one
sent
that's,
us.
Yes,
okay.
But it's going to take a while.
Wow. We'll have to put that up in the new stew.
Yeah. You guys, and also, please, send us an email. We'll put it in the description.
Yeah, we're homeless
send us
right
email.
Now.
Send us a P.O. box. We are super homeless, and that's adding to the stress of me, the executive producer of the show.
For as great as these vibes are, and because it really, like, this is the, just, it's a church. This is a church.
You know, and that's so funny is that we're in the environment that this podcast is named after, and we're like,
it's a great look, work. Yeah. But, you know, we don't have our studio set up in Bludio. Here all the time because this is the middle of a church sanctuary.
Yeah. So we got to like set it all up. And so it's a lot of work, and we've gotten it wrong. I've gotten it wrong, but you know, I fix it in post. Guys, enough of our jabbering.
Yeah.
Let's get into this episode of Bible Man. Is this the very first episode?
I don't think so. It was just the one with the shortest timestamp. So I chose that one.
Guys, this is the Bible Man Show. I don't know why they called it the Bible Man Show. This is on a YouTube channel called, what is that?
I mean, not wrong.
The Cheater?
It is the Bible Man Show.
The Cheater.
I guess the Cheater putting out content. Shout out to the Cheater.
Is the Cheater a Bible Man villain?
The Fibbler and the Cheater. Which
No shout out to real cheaters.
More like Amber Heard. Am I right? Am I right?
Wheezy F, baby.
And the F stand for Fibbler.
Wheezy F, baby. And the S for Fibbler. In the Bible, man, showing you that we all winners in Christ. What if I went off on a full freestyle as Lil Wayne doing a soundtrack? Hey, if we make the Bible Man Show, you know, I think you guys know that we made a trailer.
Bible Man trailer.
We spent way too much time on, we spent too much money on, and it hasn't been released yet. I don't know if we're going to drop it in the Discord. We probably will not drop it in the Discord or Patreon. We'll drop it closer to when it's completed.
Mm-hmm.
And but what if we made a real show or like a movie, and we just got a bunch of we got like Yeet to
and Lil Wayne.
We got Lil Wayne to be on the soundtrack.
Jack Harlow.
You'd be wild.
Rich Bible Man.
Rich Bible Man.
So
they gave me 100 bands. Ooh, Rich Bible Man. Ooh, that's
doing all I can with my Bible hands.
Searching in the mud.
Ooh,
now I had some fun.
Hey,
lost all my money, son.
Hey,
now I'm gonna try to save the world from these villains,
Bible
son.
Man.
Now,
Bible Man.
But
Bible Man.
We got a DM. So our first DM about this episode is from Music Man, and it has to do with what we were talking about with the Fibbler. He says, every villain in this series is named something like the Fibbler or the Prince of Pride, but the villains they show us is the Bible computer database are Spiderhead, Camo Kinster, Left Foot Louie, the Smiler, Unlucky Lucy, Timid Tessie, who looks horrifying, by the way, and Iron Brains the Second.
Iron Brains the Second?
Yeah.
What happened to the first one?
Iron, you would think with an iron brain, he'd be kind of undefeatable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, should we want to get into this?
Yeah. I think we should just hop in.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
We're going to hop into this.
I'm trying to figure out the best way of like reading through these.
Maybe we should just like save it to the for the end.
Save it for the end? Okay, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Oh, snap. I'm going to say that our Bible layer looks way better, but we don't have a fish tank.
Nah.
You don't have that
not
either.
The beakers. Not the bubbling beakers.
That's styrofoam. That thing's made of styrofoam.
Got those, like, 2,000 computers.
Hey, as a kid, I thought, like, hand scanners would be, like, peak technology, and now your phone just has, like, a... What in the world?
Snaps the intro.
Miles Peterson, a man who had it all. Wealth, status, success. Still, something was lacking. Miserable, alone.
That's
his
a big Bible.
Peak.
Oh, wait, that's not Miles a Bible. That's a briefcase. I was like, why does he have a giant Bible? I really thought that was a Bible.
The guy that the actor that plays Bible Man right here.
Have you ever seen the intro to this show?
No.
Hey, you're a prominent character in the trailer. You never saw a lick of Bible Man?
No, I'm literally crying.
The actor kind of looks like Stephen Colbert.
He really does. Yeah. That's what I thought when I saw the thumbnail that the other person said.
Let me run it back to that big Bible real quick.
It looks, to be fair, it looks like a Bible.
Something was lacking.
I was like, why does he have a giant King James Bible?
Miles Peterson.
Then I saw him open it. Oh, that is Stephen. That's hilarious.
Then in his darkest hour, the words
why
of a single
the Bible
book began
there?
To change his life.
That's just as big as the briefcase.
Why is the Bible? It doesn't
why
allude
is the Bible
to
there?
The...
Is this on an ancient church burial ground?
I felt dumb for thinking the briefcase is the Bible, but that... I was right to think that.
I can already tell this episode's about to be. I know we started off real sad, but this episode's about to be iconic.
As Miles Peterson felt the burning desire to know God. Inspired by the Word of God and
look
equipped with unyielding faith, Miles pledged to fight evil in the name of God. As Bible Man.
Bible Man. You go back to the... Where showed him posing.
And building faith, Miles pledged to fight evil in the name of God. As Bible
so
man.
It looks like Ethan from H3H3 to me.
You know when the director was doing that, he's gonna be like, "This looks just like God's creation of Adam, the painting."
When he's painting,
and it's like
you're coming. I was like, "No, no, no,
no, man, this is Bible man."
An editor's gonna add static to it.
I've never seen this intro.
Go get everyone you know.
Cause it's just about time for the Bible Man Show.
It's the Bible, it's the Bible, it's the Bible Man Show. We're learning how to live and we're learning how to grow.
It's storytelling, picture painting, grooving, don't you know?
Everybody get ready for the Bible Man Show.
Nikki, I wonder where she is now.
Now it's Ben Stiller.
I feel like this is different.
Can I say, I'm just going to go back. I love that there was a time when like...
Bible Man Show.
diversity. Hold on a second. Hold on. Diversity was like a black girl, fat white boy with glasses.
Like, yeah. That was like, oh, we got him covered.
I mean, the Power Rangers did it. Why can't Bible Man?
But it was like, we got him. Is that a Hispanic boy up there on the left?
I think so.
Like, they were like, we're good.
I mean, but it's majority female, so very diverse.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how Survivor only had two black people a season for like 10 seasons.
I feel like this is a different iteration of Bible Man.
Yeah.
Is this like a Barney and Friends?
She's late again.
Did I pick off-brand Bible Man?
So there was Bible Man that started off, and I think it got like sold and bought, mm-hmm. and so it became the Bible Man show.
And they did like a Barney and Friends.
Yeah,
type
they did
thing.
Like a very much like a PBS Saturday morning thing,
which is still cool.
Hey, where's Ashley? She's late again.
That's ADR. They recorded that audio later.
Let's just start rehearsal without her.
They didn't even try to mix it.
No.
Let's just start rehearsal without it. What are they, in a band together?
What the heck? Why are they just practicing on a...
We have made a decided choice to listen to the Savior's voice.
Woo!
Follow the Bible, our guiding...
This is, I just...
She's produced. She's not wearing a mic.
I like that there was a time, like, pre-cell phones and stuff. If somebody was late, you were like, huh?
I guess they're dead. Let's just
freaking. I don't care. Look at the. I'm the Father McAllister. Let's get on the plane. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, there was a time when it was late. It was like, no, there was nothing you could do.
It's like, where are they? I don't know. Maybe they were at a party and got shot by a dude with a gun.
Poor black girl's riding as fast as she can on her bike. And they were like, where is she? Anyways, let's dance on this wraparound porch.
When I was a kid, I thought all these musical numbers, like stuff like this, was live.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought that they were just crushing it.
You know.
Hi, to lead us to Jesus Christ. Bible Vision. It'll show you the way. Bible Vision.
Bongos. Bible
Vision.
Bible Vision.
What
does the Hebrew say?
Bible Vision.
Keep your eyes on the word.
There's not even a space for the fifth girl.
Yeah. They need a bigger house for that.
Eyes are set on the word. We have got Bible vision. And we are gonna look forward. Look to the left or to the right. Following the Bible is our guiding light.
They got a Sunday school teacher to choreograph this.
Oh, she's
freaking it. Oh, this girl's never gonna arrive.
What if she gets late and she gets there like after the song's over and they bully her?
We have got Bible vision, and we are gonna look forward. Look to the left or to the right. Following the Bible is our guiding light. Get Bible vision. Get Bible vision. Get Bible vision.
They didn't have to go this hard.
I can't believe we're watching this right now. Can I just say?
You're welcome.
We should make this a more often thing. This is fun. They look like the Wiggles.
Oh, she's... Yep, she showed up after.
No, it's right? Too dark.
I hope they don't, break her tires or something. I don't know.
They're about to be like tires.
Jumper.
Pop her tires.
My little late one.
Oh, and there's our segue into the... Oh, you didn't think there was going to be tension? Oh, you didn't think the villain was going to appear behind a tree watching the little kids like a creep?
It's way creepier. Yeah, when it's an adult dude staring at a bunch of kids from a distance.
Hold on. I want to hear him.
Run. Yes, run, my little late one. The fun's about to start.
He knew she was late, too. Like, he knew she was supposed to be there.
Thanks for showing up.
Oh. My, they look mad. Oh, they probably won't like you now.
Yeah, Ashley, that's been the third time this week. What's the deal, Ashley?
They practice three times a week.
Had to take care.
Why has he got long nails? He's got. This is a very yassified. The yassification of Bible Man. Hey, yeah. Photoshop people, y'all go ahead. Y'all, thank you,
later. I wonder if he's going to breathe black mist at any point in this.
And this is
oh, you don't like when? When a witch?
When a witch?
Guys.
It's the black mist.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, when a witch also, gets the black mist.
Obviously, stock for that bit's a little low. Wait till Halloween.
I think stock has risen back up after the Colonel bit.
Spooky season? I almost said Scoopy. Scoopy? That's an ice cream season. Spooky season? It's like what a witch. Everybody's going to be saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hey, this is Patreon. We can get a little loose on here. I feel like the Fibbler, they just plucked him right out of a pride parade.
Right. Hey, I had this tweet I wanted to put up. Hold on. Hey, this is paywalled, right?
Yeah.
It's I wanted to tweet, hey, remember to take down your pride flags and put up your it's fall, y'all flags.
Yeah, you made the right call not doing
no.
that one. Yeah.
It's that's the flag that goes up next.
And if
right?
you still got Ukraine flags up, that was four flags ago.
Yeah, man.
Leave it to PD to round out a joke that's at an F. Bringing it up to a C plus.
I made it worse too.
That was four. All right, Chase is obviously getting very uncomfortable.
Why? Because he's pro Russia.
Yeah, no, I'm pro Russia.
You also call Ezra Miller. You refer to him as they them.
Yeah,
and
of
I was
course.
Like, you mean the guy terrorizing Listen, Hawaii? You're like they are terrorizing Hawaii. We've gone too far.
I'm the woke one on the podcast. I'm the woke one. PD's the Dora, what was her name?
Saint.
You're the saint. And Shama's the villain.
And Shama's the witch.
I'm the witch. The black man with the black mist.
I think
I'm the witch, the black man with the black mist. That's hot. That rhymes kind of hot, though.
You already know.
I think if the Fibbler wants to have long nails, the Fibbler can have long nails.
Yeah. I didn't say. I just said it. Never mind.
Yeah, hold on. No. There's a clear line between Chase is playing defense.
I don't care that this is behind a paywall.
Chase is playing defense. PD and I over here are like, no, we're going to get some shots in. I know the whistle was blown, but we're going to get some body shots in.
Yeah.
To this yassified Fibbler.
What's the deal, Ashley?
I had to take care of my mom. A one, a two, a one, a two, three.
No! No! No!
That was black mist!
That was green!
Same thing! That was green mist! Jeez! Oh, man!
He
I
did
want
it
to.
Like a witch! Is this a victory lap?
Nobody believed me. I said it's like a witch breathing mist, and none of y'all knew what I meant.
I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize. You're right. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
The witch breathed mist. You know how vindicated I feel right now? Oh, man.
And you said
guys,
that it breathes information.
Please.
That's exactly what it did.
This is exactly what it did.
Yeah.
I need some apologies.
I apologize immediately.
You're welcome. I'm the one who chose this. I unintentionally vindicated you.
Oh, man. You know.
Hey, man. I'm wearing khakis.
It's like I'm in the future. I don't. Yeah. This is the closest I've ever felt to time travel.
Are you feeling a little bit better than you did at the start of the podcast?
Yeah. Where I'm starting off and I'm like, I know this is a thing, but y'all just needed to, we just needed to see it together. And honestly, if we had watched this separately, none of y'all would have given this to me. None of y'all would have been like, well, you watched it. No, I did not. Oh,
it's like
man.
With a witch.
Guys.
Hip, hip play.
We made it 5 minutes in.
This is going to take forever.
I had to take care of my mom. Come on, Ashley.
What are you going to do for your grown mom?
Take care of your cat.
A tisket, a tasket. They're going to blow a gasket. I think my cat might have given what it had to my mom.
More mist.
I think my cat might have given what it had to my mom.
Those excuses are lame. Why don't you just admit you're lying?
I am not lying. You're just picking on me because I'm the youngest.
Oh, yeah, right, Ashley.
Whoa, give her a break, man.
Yeah, Ryan, starting an argument isn't gonna help.
Look, I'm not trying to start an argument.
Bible Man.
So Bible
Man teleport now.
Teleports in this new season.
Yeah. Was that not an ability that he had previously?
I don't think so. No.
I think he was just like a Batman ripoff.
Okay.
Hi, kids.
Also, no, kids don't reprimand other kids like that.
Nobody's
ever been like, you're unreliable to our friend group.
Kids don't rehearse by themselves and like set a time.
Why don't you take up responsibility and be who we expect you to be? Yeah.
She's like four.
Yeah.
She had to ride her bike by herself.
Freaking, they're like, whoa.
We said every Tuesday at 5:30.
How would you not know?
But also they said that this is the third time this week. Yeah. How many days a week are you rehearsing?
We rehearse on the porch. You know this.
Bible Man.
Hi, kids.
Bible Man.
How's the rehearsal for your youth group going?
We're just about ready.
Yeah, it's going great.
Good. Well, I was praying and I felt led to come by and...
Is this the same actor?
Encourage.
I don't think so.
You.
He senses something in the force.
Uh-oh.
Well, Bible Man, what is it? What's wrong, Bible Man?
Oh, you know these kids were like, we're serious actors.
I'm not sure.
What do you sense?
But I do know that in Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus said that you are like the light for the whole world. And he said that you should let that light shine so that people will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. When you perform tonight, be that light.
Bye, Bible Man.
Okay,
good
luck. Bye, Bible Man. Bye. Okay, so he had a feeling there might be a creep hiding behind a tree, but he didn't go check.
Yeah, I've got to get home.
Yeah, see you at the church.
Yeah, see ya.
Now she's got to get back on her bike.
I guess I'm sorry for what I said.
You guess?
That's okay.
Hang on a minute.
I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is, Josh Peck is gaslighting this little black girl.
Oh, creep has it gone away.
Hey, that's
I kind of have a lot to do, so I thought maybe you could help me out.
I guess so.
Could you be responsible for bringing half the music?
Half?
Well, yeah, that way we could, you know, kind of be a team.
What does bringing half the music mean?
See you there.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cassette. It's a cassette.
It's like when you bring half the music.
Come on,
man. You've never been to a little get-together and somebody's like, hey, can you bring
the other half?
Can you bring the other half of the music?
I've got the first minute 20 seconds of...
Did he just hand her a cassette?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, sorry, I'm in the future. I don't.
Well, it's like a cassette doesn't take up space, man. That dude's got pockets.
Yeah.
He's got four pockets.
Well, I think he's trying to make her feel more involved and more included.
What the heck?
We're a team, guys.
Can you bring half the music? That's like me sawing a CD in half. Sorry, is that not modern enough? That's like me sawing an iPhone Touch in half.
Whoa. An iPhone Touch?
That's
real modern.
Some iPhones aren't touch. So an iPod Touch in half and be like, hey, bring half the music, dog. You mind?
Yeah, I got
We'll solder this together. We'll
solder it.
At the party.
As a team.
can I trust you to be responsible to bring half the music?
Yeah, I got it.
Ooh, Fibbler, you are good. Oh, really, I can't take all the praise. The master's gonna love
the master.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Later.
Why were demons, it makes sense for a
Christian show.
To demonize homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
they're like, oh, I don't we need know, someone to be evil. Make him gay.
Is he supposed to be gay or is he just like, ooh?
I think
like
the colonel. Was the direction? Was the direction like if you were evil?
I think
that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is the other
like? Tweedledee, Tweedledah.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, and everybody will see. It's like, it doesn't. Why was that like?
Yeah.
The villain.
I mean, I think they definitely did their casting by like, that's their theater director for the church.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
most likely.
And he's just like, that's
can you
theater.
Play evil? And he was like, me?
It's like when a witch.
Well, would I have the ability to breathe green mist?
I'm a huge fan of the WWF and I like to jeery. That's where I've seen that the most.
Guys, yeah. Just in case you didn't know what transpired in the rest of this series, they put words on they put later on the screen just to let us know.
Yeah, this is later on.
How the story progressed. You know how stories progress?
Yeah.
Very much.
I'm on the edge of my seat, yeah.
Later.
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 If we ever do sound drops, we need to clip that out.
Yeah.
We are the colors of the hey, she's there.
We are the promise of a heavenly nation. We are the fruit of God's love.
She don't need to rehearse.
The fruit of God's love.
God will show you how to give. God will show
are they an R&B
you
group?
God will show you
yeah.
how to live forever.
I thought he was gonna rap.
I did too.
This gives me like Michael Jackson, Save the World, whatever that was, vibes.
I'm going to say there's going to be a little 8-bar rap.
I hope so. R. Kelly shows
I hope
up.
It's by the white dude.
Oh, not the... Y'all hear this slap bass?
Why do they need that show?
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Guy looking to the right?
Guy with mustache.
What year did this come out?
Yo, we're the food of God's love, and you already know.
Uh-huh.
He sent his spirit down in the form of dove.
The fiddler's in the corner, and he's creeping on the kids.
Kids. Oh, no. Spin. Clap. Oh, we go spin. Clap.
Step ball change. Step ball change.
All right, they put the black girl up front. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That is very accurate. That is how any performer. Oh, what in the world?
Hey, terrific.
That's so creepy.
So,
dude, I'll give it to him. He's killing it.
Is there? Yeah. I
don't understand what's lacking. I wish Robert was here. Is this a? It just looks like they block. Blocking is when you position characters in a scene. It doesn't. It seemed like they didn't care about blocking, or they didn't have the time, or they were like. Maybe he's just in the corner and the kids are all talking at once. All the kids are, he's in the corner.
They're trying to do everything in one shot.
Ah.
Like
yeah.
It's one camera set.
So this is very theater. I bet you it was like theater people going like, oh, let's do a Bible man. Yeah, yeah.
And then he takes a deep breath. Like
He smells he the doing? Kids. I mean, it's like when a witch.
It's like when Joe Biden. It's like when a Joe Biden.
Guys, you were getting really Republican
hey,
today.
Sorry. Hey! We don't use the R word or the D word on this podcast.
It's like when a Joe Biden is in a room full of kids and he takes a big sniff.
It's like when a Joe takes a big whiff. You know, when he takes a
Oh man.
Okay, let me run it back real quick. Okay, all the kids. Once again, kids, you're all talking at once. You just killed the performance.
Hey, terrific job, gang.
Thanks, Pastor.
Hey, listen, the audio technician needs the other music cassette for the show.
Oh,
Mom,
no.
Boo boo this time.
Not half the music.
Quick, think of something. Quick. Ryan, have you got the tape?
Ashley, give him the music.
What are you talking about, Ryan? It's your responsibility. Say it now.
What are you talking about, Ryan? That's your responsibility.
What? I gave the music to you.
You did not. It's just picking on me again.
She's lying.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Ryan, who's got the
All right, it's them? Enough. Now, we'll straighten this out later. I'm going to go dismiss the congregation. When I come back, I want an explanation.
He's furious.
Oh, man.
You can't see on his face, but that's like arson levels of anger. Right there. He's going to go light something on fire.
Yeah.
I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there has been a problem with the second portion of our youth group presentation, and I'm afraid we're going to have to reschedule.
You realize, of course, that this is all your fault.
Oh, you're far too kind.
Oh, I wish she was going to make the pastor tell the congregation that. We'll let you know. That would have been funny. Bible Man's just chilling at the church.
In costume?
Just covered in children.
Hot.
Yeah, he's the town creep.
Don't say
too.
It like that.
Oh.
Whoops. We don't look very cheery now, do we?
Yeah, the giant man bun.
We'll see you later, okay? Bye-bye.
Take that kid.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just saw a creep. I gotta get out of here.
You can teleport, bro. Why are you running?
Bible Man physics. Ain't physicking.
Oh, he's got a lightsaber.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, Bible Man.
I don't know who you are, but one whiff of your foul personality and I know who sent you.
The Master.
Wait, he's had a weapon around these kids the whole time?
Heck yeah. It's the Second Amendment, baby.
Aren't we cute?
No, we're not.
So he's supposed to be like the joke.
You have no authority over me, Bible Man.
If I was five, I'd be like losing my mind right now. Yeah.
Perhaps not, but I know one who does. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you.
Oh, he can teleport, too.
Oh, it's like, I need to pause
Pastor
this
Greg
murder.
Pastor Greg says he needs your help. Ashley quit the group, and this whole thing's a huge mess.
Okay, Nikki. Tell Pastor Greg that I'll be right there. Now run along.
Now run along.
Hey, your group's not important. I just found a creep.
Okay, so now I understand why he's acting like that. He's supposed
Back
to be like
at
the
Eagle
joke.
Gate.
He's supposed to be the
Eagle
joke.
Gate. Hey, hold on a second. So, I'm trying to like grasp the theology of Bible Man here. So I really am trying to figure out how they're going to round this home, because obviously when you lie, you know, you make that up. Like, nobody breathes green mist on you.
I think they're trying to say that the devil makes you lie.
And he goes,
well,
tell a lie.
Well, that's
tell
a lie. But that's not how that works.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah, the thought pops up in your brain and you decide whether you get to say it or not.
I feel like this is giving too much.
No,
it's 100%. Just too theatrical for like the
actual
underworld.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for sin. And I'm
I
trying to
think
figure
it's
out
funny
like
how like quoting scripture makes that dude like he's a vampire or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
it doesn't. It's not adding up. Like
yeah. Facebook mom posting like, open your Bible and you like punch the devil in
yeah.
the face.
Freaking grab your Bible and the devil you stick Lying. Cowers. Open it up and you punch him to the gut. Read it and he melts into a little puddle.
Lies
it's like, it
just
are just
the devil's whispers.
Well, this is also like, what were we talking about like the a couple episodes ago? This is in the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill podcast. I think the host kind of talks about, he interviews a guy, and the guy talks about how everything we know about demons and the underworld and exorcism,
was based on like horror movies. Mm-hmm. So this is perpetuating the same myths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, of like a kid's like, nah, you know, I freaking lied. And you're like, whoa, why? The devil made me lie. No, you wanted candy, you know?
It's like went away.
It's like it went away. It's literally the joke that I made a couple. This is this is in line with the joke I made. Anyways, we're at Eagle Gate.
Yeah, back to Stephen Colbert.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hey, obviously very fake footsteps. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna run that back. I don't know why they had to use two coconut halves. Oh. Ooh. Yikes.
Okay, who are you?
Is that a mummy?
No.
Sooner or later, you're going to give yourself away, and I'm going to be there when you do.
Look at that computer, man.
Like, he had, like, research. He's doing... You're going to bite your glasses.
Oh, wow.
It's a cool set.
There was some budget on this.
Oh, yeah. Way more than the original, I would think.
More than us.
Let me leave one set of computers to go to a different computer. Spiderhead. Okay. Oh, this is what... These are the names of the guys.
Stephen Colbert is looking through the database.
Left foot Louie. The Smiler.
These are all just like bad pro wrestlers. He looks so much like Stephen Colbert.
Look at that
right
giant pencil.
Glass. Is it the round one?
Yeah.
Timid Tessie. Iron Brains 2. Oh, there's two of them.
Got it.
There he is.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't it be two Iron Brains then?
So, you're called the Fibbler, huh? Rather nasty character too, aren't you? Thank you, Lord.
Found him on my computer.
Thank you, Lord. What a nasty
That's
character.
That has
Lord.
Like my mom got... found a parking space
dude,
energy.
Dude. yeah, I remember.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's big. Yeah, that's big. Man, God really came through for me just now.
Yeah.
which, don't get me wrong, God does come through for you, but you know,
yeah.
A parking space?
It's like if I win the Super Bowl in Madden, I don't need to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That's very big. I'm not going to.
Thank you
mention
for
names,
me
but there's like
those
there are a lot of people who are like, you know, my dad used to tell me to do this. He was like, if you lose something, he was like, just pray that the Holy Spirit will remind you where you put it or where it is. And so, you know, if my dad was working in like his shed or on his car or something, he'd be doing something and then you'd hear like Asante Yesu, which is thank you, Lord, in Swahili. And he would just he'd be like, what? And he'd be like, oh, okay, great. He found the number 9.
Nice.
And now he's gonna ratchet everything down.
There's got to be some way to talk to Ashley. You got a point there. I don't know. Her mom can't even get her to come to the phone. She's got a point
Man,
there.
Is this a set of punchlines by Chase Bridges?
He does have a point.
Hey, I'm the
what
one
is that supposed
blamed,
to mean?
Remember?
It's the Ooh, desk.
Oh.
What did you
I don't know.
You're in it.
The real point
he meant
is
it's
that
childish.
Ashley's our friend. And we have to find a way to let her know that. You got a point there.
Hey, you guys better get going. You're going to be late.
I thought you said a set of punchlines by Chase Bridges.
This is the set.
Is that Bible Man?
I think so.
So he's a teacher by day.
Nikki, come here a minute.
Do we need to understand what they
is
said?
Is everything okay with you guys?
No, it's not, Mr. Peterson.
This is him. I'm
well,
Mr.
I'm sure
Peterson.
Everything will work out for the best.
I don't know.
No, I'm sure. Come on, get to class. Sounds like a job for Bible Man.
Oh, shoot!
Whoa!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, oh, no!
I'm becoming
oh,
Bible
oh,
Man.
Oh, oh, I'm
burns.
Freaking blown away! He tripped! Oh, no!
Wait, why is there a bumper in the middle of the show?
That says it over.
What in the...
This is about to be my life anthem.
Now. Mm.
Soulful.
Mm. I know what's right, but I chose wrong.
Do you believe it or not, the Fibbler is singing this.
Tell me how am I supposed.
Is her bike wheel spinning, bro?
She just crashed. Cover your hands. Cover your eyes with your hands. Okay.
Harmonies are on point. I know the truth.
Man, you could really tell they're like, man, we need to make this episode to 27 and a half minutes. And they were like, hold on.
Put in a montage.
I got you. I got you. Did we shoot anything in slow motion? No. But I got you. They got a jib out here? Dog.
It's actually the first drum.
The first drum. You know, the first drone was used in
Bible
the
man.
Theatrical masterpiece. There's still hope for
me. Classic piano.
Man,
sounds.
There's still hope for me, y'all.
That's classic electric piano.
Thank you, Lord. That there's spoke to me.
Uh-oh. Oh, Bible man. Rolling up to a park alone with a child.
Who's also her teacher.
Feeling a bit discouraged?
I guess you already know what's been going on.
He's talking to you, Shama.
You always do.
Oh, gosh. This is...
We'll call it a gift. You're in good company, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, the Bible tells me that you are just like the Apostle Paul. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do... That I do not practice.
Did you really need to put on a whole
but
suit
what
for
I
this?
Hate,
yeah.
That I do. Romans 7:15.
Why'd he lean in?
Because
the
when he's a teacher, he knows that's a crime.
But I'm just a kid.
Okay, maybe this will be better. I don't understand why I act the way that I do. I don't do what I know is right. I do what I hate.
Boy, you can say that again.
Well, are you ready for the good news?
Yeah.
Paul goes on to say, thank God that Jesus Christ will rescue me. Romans 7:25.
But I keep on messing up. Why would Jesus want to rescue me?
The Bible teaches us, Ashley, that above all else, God loves us. And in 1 John 1:9, it says that if we confess our sins to God, He can always be trusted to forgive us and to take our sins away. And I know some other people that'd like to forgive you too, if you let them.
But I'm so embarrassed. What would I say?
You just be honest, Ashley. Your friends love you. And because they love you, they'll understand.
Huh? Did he little
mm-hmm.
Are they holding hands?
Yeah. Now Bible man later. Is Joe Biden.
Later. Later.
Oh, there's the fiddler.
Step, brush, step, snap, and turn around and...
What a sad looking group of kitties. Hardly a glimmer of joy in the place. Perfect. One down, four. To go.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted you to know that I'm sorry for all the trouble that I've caused. And I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want me.
And that little girl
anymore.
Grew up to be Kiki Palmer.
I'm glad you're back, Ashley.
Guys,
yeah,
Nope is in theaters
to be
now.
The smallest.
I can't
wait
to see that.
Me,
I
yeah, me too.
Picture.
Man.
What's this?
Also, his face is just
We're
like
all glad you're
paper
here,
mache.
Ashley.
It's yeah. like Play-Doh. Yeah.
I was afraid you wouldn't want me to be part of the group anymore. So I lied. And once I started, I couldn't stop. I'm really sorry, Ryan.
Oh, that's okay. Just next time, talk to us first, will ya?
Will ya?
No, 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 no! They hate you now!
Boy, there won't be a next time.
Let's rehearse.
Great. I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah,
that was some good improv.
Don't want to go
That's
through that again.
That's what you think, my little liar.
but I'll teach you.
Guys, what window is he looking through?
Yeah, that's weird.
Also, what? Why is there? So he's between two like pillars, and he's on a platform. Who goes up
is
there?
Is he inside or outside? Or
I
what
think
are
he's
all...
inside.
I think he's inside.
Okay,
yeah.
Because it looks that's like he's weird. Looking through the window.
I think he's just like high up.
You know, when you
down.
Just stand on a ledge between two pillars.
You know,
it's like you know. When a witch is on a perch.
Enough.
You'll do nothing of the sort, Fiddler. The only thing more foul than you and your lies is the one who sent you.
Cut his legs off.
You didn't think I really meant that, did you? I was just joking.
Oh,
Proverbs 13:5 says that a good man hates deceit, and right now, I feel very good.
I'll bet you do.
Whoa, Bible
but
man.
Not for long!
Oh!
I believe it's time for a memory verse.
I'm more than willing to fight you and your scripture, Bible creep!
Willingness and stupidity don't go well together. Proverbs 19:2! Not the memory verse I had in mind, though.
Shut up and fight me yourself!
Saying foolish things is like setting a trap to destroy yourself. Proverbs 18:7. Great verse. Still, not the one I had in mind.
You're cheating. You're nothing without the Bible.
Well, that's the first nice thing you've said to me all evening. Oh, yes. I remember. Proverbs 19:5.
What? Here's Proverbs 19:5!
Proverbs 19:5. Dishonest witnesses and liars will not escape punishment.
Now murder him.
Kill him, Bible man.
Oh,
he just killed himself.
Stabbed himself in the foot.
Oh, what?
Whoa, he did kill him.
Gotta work on those memory verses more often.
He's not even phased. He just...
he stabbed himself.
Yeah. But it's because of the memory verses.
Wow.
In the foot and then blew
Thanks
up.
Thanks for allowing me to be a willing vessel, Lord.
Thanks for letting Lord. Me kill that guy.
Thanks for letting me watch him kill himself.
Guys, this was my Iron Man. I just want to let y'all know. Growing
he just
up,
died.
This was like watching this layer. I'd be like, man,
always got
let's
the book,
go.
The book open to Proverbs.
Oh, with the Colbert glasses on it.
Meanwhile,
I was wondering.
1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins to God, He can always be trusted to forgive us and take our sins away because God forgives us. We should also be willing to forgive one another in the family of God. That's what this next song is about.
Oh, you didn't think they were going to end with a musical number?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm black. And my white friends just forgave me.
Not for long.
I'm black.
Baby, black.
And my white friends just forgave me. Forgave me.
For now.
Me. They forgave me. I was lying, thieving, stealing. I brought half of the music. Psych, I forgot it. Had to ask for an apology for me.
Woo. Together.
Commanded.
I forgive like God's forgiven you and me. Let's forgive one another,
Ooh.
My sister and brother,
Woo.
Like God forgives you, like God forgives
Guys,
you.
Guys, if we re-record this song,
no
we'll
way.
End racism.
Now you know what to say. Say
I promise.
I think Bible Man ended racism by having the fiddler kill himself.
Hold on, I got you. This is all it needs. It needs like... Republicans forgive Democrats. Democrats
Forgive Republicans, libertarians, forgive each other. Woo! Yeah, love each other. Blacks love whites. Whites love Asians. Asians love Hispanics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all other races. Love and forgive each other.
We're gonna make Joe Biden give Donald Trump a hug.
Yeah. That's what's up.
We gonna make Hillary Clinton give Obama a hug. Then Bernie Sanders. Then Putin.
Putin's gotta hug all of Ukraine.
We gonna make Zelensky and Putin have a dinner together.
Just say that. That's what I give ya. Book of Proverbs killed the fibbler.
Fibbler!
Oh, 1995. Pamplin Entertainment. All rights reserved.
Oh, man.
Guys, hey, can I say it?
Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite episodes of Church Stories.
This has been good.
And I can't believe it's behind a paywall. I cannot believe what people will not see.
We can clip stuff from these.
Yeah, and maybe,
that's a good appetizer.
Maybe later on down the line, we'll make this an unlocked Patreon exclusive.
This was too good.
Yeah.
I can't believe I was in a bad mood earlier.
Yeah.
This is what you needed.
We're right back on the train.
Who knew?
What the doctor ordered.
I selected the perfect thing.
But from the green mist, the dance numbers, we had a little freestyle.
Yeah, to the creeping on the kids.
PD said, we gonna make Joe Biden hug Donald Trump? Which is, that's like a four-year-old solution to world peace.
Oh, man. Okay, so I do have a bunch of DMs of a bunch of our patrons' thoughts on this episode.
Read the shareholders.
I'm excited. So we're gonna start.
any final thoughts?
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Is that bad? Like, I didn't hate it.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it was very fun. I mean, I think the main thing is, I think the theology did not land at all. Nothing about, not that like I hold this show to a high standard, but I feel like if I'd watched this when I was like 8, I don't know. I would have been really it would have been really confusing.
I would have, like, if my mom caught me in a lie, I would blame it on the fibbler. 100%.
Yeah, the fibbler. It's like when the fibbler, he was touching his long nails. He was being yassified behind a tree and he breathed green mist.
I didn't think about that component. Like, kids take everything super literally.
Yeah.
I tried to use the force so many times as a 6-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I just feel like this show was and also the musical numbers were, whoever was in charge was like, this is going to be a music-led
And they killed it. And
okay, that was some of the best parts.
We should love one another, my sister and brother.
Yeah, like that? Come on.
Donald Trump, give Joe Biden a hug.
Watch
Zelensky give Putin a hug. We love one another, like sister and brother.
I enjoyed
Head
it
of KK
enough.
Hug Denzel Washington. He's a representative. We sent him to hug you. Don't kill him. Psyched. Also, don't wear white. Don't wear the hood. Just hug him in plain clothes.
Are you reaching out to the KKK? Is that what that was?
Well, that's, and you offered up Denzel? You're not going to go yourself? You're not brave enough?
I said our most wholesome black person. And the only person I can think. Denzel's all we got right now. We lost Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
We
the
lost
only
Will
black
Smith.
People that are wholesome.
We lost
Bill Cosby and Denzel. And now we lost Cosby.
We lost Cosby. Denzel's got guns.
All right.
I mean, he was the equalizer. He could equalize.
Queen Latifah is the equalizer.
Before her, he could equalize.
Why is it got to be a black man?
Before your highness, Queen Latifah, it was our king, Denzel.
Send Tiffany Haddish.
I will say, I enjoyed this enough to where I'm looking forward to the next time that we all watch an episode
Guys,
of this.
I feel like we need to watch something else. Like, this is
good.
This was really fun. Good.
Okay, let's get into some of these patron thoughts.
Ooh, patron thoughts.
The patron thoughts are stupid.
The patron thoughts are stupid.
You know what's funny? You know the worst part? You know the worst part? Everything in this episode is paywalled. We can't bring it to the other side unless we release this podcast.
Yeah.
People on the other side will never know that I was vindicated of witch rope-blowing mist.
Oh, that's for the
hey,
best.
That's something you got to pay to know.
Yeah, you got to pay to know.
I'm going
to
reference it. I'm going to reference it. As
you're not allowed to. It's in the contract.
Okay, so here are my takes. Poor Ashley, she's just on Tim time. She can't help
who
it.
Who is it?
Who?
Yeah,
who?
Ashley's the black girl.
Oh, who said this? Oh. Yeah, Ashley's the girl that was late. This is Planted Nest on, I believe this is Zoe.
That's Robert's friend, right?
Yeah. Robert knows her. She's just on Tim time. She can't help it. Ricky with the modulation.
Tim time is a reference to Tim Bachman. It just dawned on me, and I wanted to tell everybody else who's also not as smart as I was a couple seconds ago.
How are these kids not being homeschooled? Valid question.
That's valid.
Yeah, and what? Where are the parents this whole time?
Yeah,
they're just
no
she's just out in a field
just
alone.
Kids vibing,
and Bible Man walks up, and there's no parent to be seen.
No, nothing.
She had time for a whole montage in the playground forest.
Yeah.
Crimped hair, don't care. The girl with the crimped hair. And then Bible Man could have a side gig as a tap dancer with those shoes.
I didn't pay attention to his shoes.
Well, the shoes. It was like when he was in his lair.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that junk was like.
I'm glad she noticed that too.
Yeah. It was so canned.
All right. So Music Man, he gave a bunch of thoughts. Does the cast change episode to episode, or are there just five kids endlessly being tormented by Bible Man's adversaries?
That's really funny.
I got to be honest, if a middle-aged man materialized every time I started sending an aggressively quoted semi-relevant scripture at me, I'd be a lot more terrified to do something wrong.
That is a... Who sent that?
This is from Music Man in the Discord.
Comment. That's the comment of the episode.
Read that one more time.
You have the hot take of the episode.
I got to be honest, if a middle-aged man materialized every time I started sinning and aggressively quoted semi-relevant scripture at me, I'd be a lot more terrified to do something wrong.
That's it. I mean, yeah, hang it up.
That's that should be a thing when we do these
that's
like take of
so
the episode.
Good. That is it.
Yeah.
I can confirm that the youth group conversations happen in exactly the way that these kids' conversations happen, especially the finger pointing and utter lack of loyalty in any situation.
Man, this
you,
guy.
We relied on you.
Hey, one listener gets the tote award. That's take of the episode.
That's the tote. You get the tote, Music Man.
So at timestamp 1917, which is when World War I started, we missed a flub where he says, no offense, Bubble Man.
Whoa. Or maybe that's a diss.
Oh, it could be a diss.
I think that's a diss.
1917.
No offense, Bubble Man. That's got to be a diss.
Hate that I do. Romans 7:15.
No offense, Bubble Man, but
oh, it's not the fibbler.
No so offense, she, Bubble Man.
Bubble Man.
Bubble Man. Dude, that's not she does that's not a flub. That's just Ebonics. she just was real smooth. No offense, Bubble Man. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like she was just real smooth with it.
Yeah.
She was real JB smooth with it. I mean, I'll run
she
it back.
She was real Breakfast Club with it. See, I'm Breakfast
No offense, Wait. Bubble Man, but...
No offense, Bubble
she's
just, Man.
She's four and she's missing
she's
her front
freaking,
teeth.
Yeah, hey, she's just like, no you offense, didn't, Bubble you, Man.
You learned what the Breakfast Club was yesterday, and now you're making Breakfast Club references?
I'm talking about the radio show, the Breakfast Club.
Oh.
I've seen that.
I was about to
I
say.
I haven't seen the movie.
Petey didn't know about the freaking Charlemagne the God Breakfast Club?
Yeah,
you knew about
that's
that.
The only one I know about.
Oh, okay.
I thought.
So we referenced the Breakfast Club the other day. You were lost.
What does Charlemagne have to do
with
this? What
does Charlemagne have to do with our Christian feature film that we're Shaman Chase are developing?
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall during the creative meeting where someone decided that superheroes plus lightsabers equal maximum appeal, because it definitely worked on 6-year-old me, and I'm offended.
I forgot to say, lightsabers, they're not made of metal. They don't make a sword clank.
Yeah. Somebody made some choices.
Bungie, in the Discord.
Wait, can we use real names? Encourage people to use real names?
But they're probably in a bunch of different Discord communities.
Yeah, this is cool. They know chosen. Who they are. And
okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Shama doesn't like your nickname.
Guys, hey, I want to call you what your mom called you. That's what I want to say.
Hey, people get known by their Instagram names now sometimes. Like if you...
Like that time we went to that conference and they were like,
the pastor
guys,
kept calling me, Shama
for reals is here.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I told him, I was like, you know, did you just call me Shama? And I think he was like, oh, now I'm really good. Now I got to get you. And I was like, dude, dumb.
So Bungie only sent one sentence.
Okay.
And it's just, I'm now convinced that those dance scenes are just what Sundays are like at a Pentecostal church.
I mean, yeah.
Have you been to a metal concert? That's what it's like. Yeah. It's more accurate.
Let's get filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in
gibberish.
See,
that was way too coordinated to be Pentecostal.
We're not that coordinated. We weren't. No, I'm a former Pentecostal.
They choreographed that. They nailed it. Pentecostal is just like the Minions.
Yeah. We wild.
So I got a DM. This is a girl in the Discord. Her name is Liz Beef in the Discord. I guess.
Your girlfriend.
Is it your girlfriend?
It's not my girlfriend.
Oh.
I think it's inspired by.
Well,
how weird is that?
I thought that I remember I didn't even ask you. I was like, why is Liz in the Discord?
Not. Yeah. She's not.
Okay.
She's
she doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would be who would engage with our Discord.
I texted Chase after I saw that the first time. I was like, you rethinking this Discord thing?
That's what I feel like we should. She goes by Liz Beef on all the Discord channels she's in?
That's her that's her Discord name.
Yeah,
I'm going to pay $100 a year so we can have video and audio. Because I feel like we have an 8 megabyte limit right now on our Discord channel. Because I tried uploading a clip.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work. And so it has to be 8 megabytes. But for $100 a year, it unlocks our Discord channel. We can upload more files, and I think we need to do that just so we'll have the opportunity to you know.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
Well, it's for a year. It's for a year.
So 100 divided by 12.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Okay.
But it's just sort of I wanted to upload this really cool clip.
Yeah.
Of it was the cold open of the last episode. I thought, it'd be really cool to just drop it in the Discord. Yeah, yeah. But I couldn't. Yeah. So I just thought, and then I tried to crunch it, and I crunched it 720. And I thought, still I can't. And it was still, it was 30 megabytes. And I was like,
dang.
I freaking I can't do that. Okay. I can't do that. Yeah. So we'll just do that. So that way we can engage and share bigger files and stuff. Because you even tried to upload.
A few times,
just a clip of us you filming in the studio and it didn't work.
It wouldn't work. Yeah.
Guys, we want to give the
money's worth.
Yeah.
Especially our
we
mentors.
We want y'all to really, really see what we about.
I can't believe we have mentors.
Yeah, I know, crazy. Y'all.
How many mentors?
Shout out to our mentors, y'all.
How many do you know?
No, I have not been on the Patreon, but we'll check it out.
I would try to figure out, we need to start scheduling our Zoom meeting for the month.
Yeah.
So this is Liz Beef's Bible Man Hot Takes. What's with the makeup? Lightsaber fights with only two poses from... Oh. I'm so confused. Okay. Why were they orange? Bad breath makes people lie? Question mark. 8-year-old talking like a teenager / young adult. Criminal database for demons. I'm assuming that's what the Fibbler is. And then here's a line of dialogue from the episode. Is everything okay? No, it's not. I'm sure everything will be fine. I don't know about that. I'm sure it will.
Is there any more? Are there any more DMs?
I have one more.
Let me shout out our mentors real quick. Guys, shout out to Matthias Clock. What a cool name. Allen, Patrick Gaston, Amy Haustin.
That's an apostle.
Amy, you're just an apostle. Sorry. We're going to shout you out anyways.
We got three
Amy
mentors.
Haustin.
But yeah. Amy is Amy's the one that had the really fun hot takes on Bible Man.
Oh.
About the
Amy.
Crimped hair don't
come
care.
On now. Damn, come on now. Man. Yeah, three mentors, y'all. Shout out to our mentors. Yeah. One of them, this is AU. That's
Australia.
From Australia.
We have a lot of Australian people in the Discord, three or four.
Nice. Yeah. One's a pro wrestler.
And we have two people from Texas. Yeah, one. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's nuts.
That is crazy.
Should we do a pop-up in Australia? Land down under?
I've never been
that would
out
cost
of the country.
Us, that'd cost us, you should get a passport.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I was going to go to the Cannes Festival.
With who?
With North Greenville, but then they canceled the trip.
Oh, is this 2020?
No, it was 2018.
What? Who canceled?
Go Paul.
Oh.
It was. I think it was kind of a scam in the first place. But I got my passport. I had the money ready to go.
Did they take up money?
No, they didn't take the money yet.
Oh, maybe you. Why'd you shout out your professor like that? Why'd you crap on your professor?
It's behind a paywall, and also Gopal sucks. Okay, last ones. This is from one of our Australian patrons. Bible Man Thoughts. Finding a Bible in the middle of the mud has always been funny since I watched it as a kid. I don't remember the quality being so bad, but I guess it's been 15 years since I last watched an episode. I used to get confused as to why Bible Man and this villain had the same color lightsabers, but now I realize it's because I'm partially colorblind.
Hey, welcome to the club.
I thought they were the same color, too.
I think one's like yellow.
Yellow one's orange.
Oh. It's close enough.
I think.
Is that orange?
I mean, it's awfully close. I guess they didn't want to do red and
also,
green.
They're not lighting up enough.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're... Yellow.
Oh, that's that's when he's dying. Which wouldn't he just like cut a hole in his foot? I don't know. I'm not gonna question the logic of why steam came out of his.
Great verse. Still not
yellow.
What I had in mind. Dark
orange.
Shit.
Oh, yellow and orange.
Yeah.
You're nothing
yeah,
without
that really,
the Bible.
That orange ain't really oranging, but whatever.
And then he said, "This episode didn't have my favorite sequence when he puts on the armor of God, so I only give it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, they didn't do that. They just did like the he just like static, and then like Bible Man show.
Did they drop that for this?
I guess maybe. So. They had to make time for their musical numbers.
Yeah they're like we need to.
Speaking of musical numbers, his favorite scene is the way too long scene where the main girl is big sad. And it's playing a song describing her feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, shout out to the fiddler just exploding when hit by Bible Man. He wasn't hit by Bible Man. He hit himself.
Yeah. Himself. Real ones, Reagan.
And that's all of them.
This is how I'm going to gauge friends. I'm like, hey, man, remember, you ever watch Bible Man? They'll be like, yeah. I'm like, remember when the fiddler, remember when Bible Man took out fiddler with his lightsabers? Be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was crazy. I'm like, that was a...
We can be friends now.
We can't be friends.
Oh.
The fiddler took himself out because he hit his leg, And then right
that's
then and
how
there,
you get
them. I hit their leg, and they just blow up into a bunch of little triangles.
So you murdered them for not knowing Bible Man trivia.
Yeah, you know how we do. You know how us Bible Man stands do. Hey, guys, this was a ton of fun.
Yeah, we're just Bible Man's Bible stands. Over
guys,
here.
When you pay $10 a month, this is the quality content you're getting.
This was really fun. Man.
We're going to do these more often,
mentors
I think.
Mentors now.
I think
we
should
do
this more often.
We'll do it. Hey, let's do some praise reports besides just this phenomenal episode that we're releasing for a price, whatever somebody opted to pay.
I was thinking when I came up with this, like this convoluted setup, like it better pay off or else this is the watch along might die. But I think this is going to be a regular thing.
Yeah, we'll definitely do
and
it.
And we're set up in our new space. It'll be easier.
Yeah, we're going to be in a temporary studio at a church. Oh, you think we're going to go somewhere secular? No, we're going to be at another church. And I think it'll be great. We'll just,
what should
I think
we
it'll
do
just
next?
Revive.
VeggieTales?
Ooh, I've never really seen a bunch of VeggieTales, so that would be fun.
We can do VeggieTales.
We
got to
see if we can find it on YouTube because that's the easiest.
VeggieTales, Adventures in Odyssey, and I'm going to try to get Katie Lee, the voice of Connie Kendall.
Heck yeah, dude.
Hey, let's check in with Chase. It's time for checking in with Chase. Ooh, I lost it. Chase. I lost it.
I'm not even going to
try. Sorry, Mr. Scott.
I'm not even going to try.
Sorry, Mr. Scott.
Ooh, it's time.
Does your dad watch the Patreon exclusives?
I don't know.
I know he subscribed
he's
to the Patreon.
I can tell you what he is. Yeah, yeah, he should be.
I was just curious if he actually watches them.
Maybe. I'll have to ask him. I think he has before.
Scott Bob. Yeah. He's an apostle.
He's an apostle of the church.
He's an apostle. He paying.
Guys, we have so many patrons. I'm so thankful for all of you guys.
This could have flopped. But it did not. Thank you. Thank you so much for making it
and
worth our
time. If it would have flopped, it would have been me to blame because I was the one pushing it.
Yeah, yeah. You believed in us, though.
I believe in you guys with my whole heart.
Yeah, we needed that. And so did Zoe, too. She sent us a B.
So
we
awesome.
Really needed,
Thank
we
you,
needed
Zoe.
This. You know, sometimes you're like, we needed this. No. Today...
We needed this.
We had a check-in with you, Chase.
Not a lot going on. I kind of been to the same vein. Kind of just been in a funk lately.
A Terry funk? Wrestling reference, guys.
Our Australian independent wrestler will get that joke.
The one person in there.
Not a lot. I feel like I haven't really even done anything lately. I'm living.
You've wrestled a man. Podcasts and a song.
You didn't think we were gonna circle back to how we felt.
I feel bad about that. But I really just kind of just been in a funk lately. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, man. That's how I felt. Not how I currently feel. Hey, no. I got a praise report, man. Ezra pooped on the pod yesterday for the first time. Now, some of y'all are like, oh, this is a little weird. Why would you say that? When you have a kid and they complete all the steps of being potty trained, you'll understand.
It's a big
deal. I never understood when people were like, oh, my, we just started. He's not. I'm like, yeah. So yesterday was a huge, huge deal. Granted, he cried the whole time. And I took some pictures, but yeah, we got evidence of him dropping a deuce.
And for $50 a month, you can see these pictures.
Guys, we launched a new. They're wholesome. You can see his legs. It's like a Hollywood. It's Hollywood framing. You know, it's tasteful footage. No. But oh, very excited about
that's
that.
Awesome. No, I don't know where you're going with that, but it is a big deal. It's a bloody big deal.
Thanks, Jordan Peterson. Did you ever have to go through the potty training process with your kids?
Oh, I went through the potty training process, and I'll tell you, it was a long, long process. It's really a dark night of the soul.
Oh, shoot.
It's really your first journey as a human.
Human.
When you're sitting there and you realize mommy and daddy are no longer there, that it is now up to me and my being, my ability.
Okay. Oh, you're done? I had to make sure.
You're all set in there. They're going to make sure you have enough toilet paper, and that's a whole other thing. Is in the future, when you're in there and there's no mom and there's no dad and there's no toilet paper, that's when things really, really get crazy.
Mm.
And you have to look to yourself for a solution.
Mm.
Mm.
God bless.
Thank you.
Amen.
Tell me. Look to yourself for a solution.
That got...
Petey becomes a whole nother
that
person.
That got really, really inspiring somehow. I don't know how. How did you segue pooping into a life journey? You used the word journey.
Because it's a bloody big deal.
I don't think.
And screw you if you don't like it.
I don't know. I don't know if we can say bloody. I think that's like a.
Oh, you can say bloody. We're not British.
Yeah, BD can say bloody. He's from Travelers Rest, South Carolina,
and I'm a Canadian.
All right, what's your brand support, BDB?
The mean streets of Quebec.
It's Quebec.
Quebec. Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, man, dude.
I'll say it how I want to, because that's the...
Sorry,
it's screw you if you don't want to. It's a bloody big deal.
I don't think we can say that. We're not supposed to say that.
We can say that.
They say it in Harry Potter. I think it's
we
okay.
We have no British people.
I don't think
from,
it's
in the
behind. It's behind a paywall. Who's there? Paywall!
It's like how Japanese people say the F word all the time because it means nothing to their culture.
Yeah, they don't care.
What was I doing? Oh, yeah, praise reports.
Geez,
I finally beat the robot in ping pong.
Oh,
heck yeah, dude.
What is it called?
I've been playing 11 table tennis.
Yeah, you finally beat the robot.
I bought the game, but I haven't gotten into it. I'm a loser, dude. I'm a loser. I have not played the game. I have not played my arcade.
Ping pong is hard. I had to lose to that robot like 100 times before.
Do you have
won.
Enough space?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember that when I downloaded it, when I was setting it up, it was like, yeah, you need like freaking 10 by 20. And I was like, 10
you
by 20?
You just got to make sure that there's like space in front of you. Like a decent space in front of you.
Okay.
That
or
you
else
won't
you
hit anything.
You'll end up wrecking.
Yeah. I lost a lamp because of VR.
You lost a playing tennis?
I So I was,
in the dome.
Yeah, I was in the arena, brother.
Brother.
And I was pulling out this move I'd seen in wrestling. It works.
You were wrestling, or what were you doing?
I was in an arena fighting people.
Okay.
And there's an option to have weapons, but I just punch people. And I was doing what is called a spinning back fist, where I did like a total rotation and just took out my lamp.
Dang. God bless.
Yeah.
You take some of this Patreon money.
And, yeah, get a new lamp.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get a Himalayan salt lamp.
No.
I bet the Fibbler has a Himalayan salt lamp.
Hey, man.
The Fibbler also has got a mani-pedi appointment.
I'm not a part of this.
Huh? Fibbler has to go read children's books at a drag show library thing.
I mean, we all know who the Fibbler voted for. I think that's Chase.
The
you
Fibbler
ain't with us?
Voted for Joe Jorgensen. Fibbler's mad libertarian.
All right. Thank you. Hey guys, we're gonna dive into another show or something.
Yeah,
like
that was
too.
A ton of fun.
This was too much fun.
Yeah.
Because there's
a rich history here, and we're really gonna dive in, and we're gonna figure out what is applicable to us.
Really? Oh, gosh, man.
Petey becomes a whole nother person.
I don't know. Petey, no, this is not an insult. Petey, you don't do a lot of things, but what you do,
you do really
so well.
Yeah, like I don't edit anything.
So well. It is, it is mind-blowing. All right.
It's like I can't edit a podcast, but I can do a Jordan Peterson voice. For an extended period of time.
I would trade that for the world. Oh, you didn't think they were going to end with a musical number?